Welcome to... Oh my god. Wait. I knew it. I was so dehydrated. I'm like, I need water. Oh my gosh. I'm a dehydrated mess. I don't know what it's been. The past month, I've been so dehydrated. And I've been drinking so much more coffee. So it's been a mess. And I've been feeling it. Like, there's times where I'm like, I'm about to pass out. Like, that's how I know that I need to drink water. Oh my god. All right, anyway. Welcome to the season finale of Social Blend. Thank you so much for tuning in. And it is true, we are ending the season one of Social Blend. And I feel like a lot of people are like, okay, it's been 2 years that you've had this, and now you're gonna, you know, have season one be over. Like, it doesn't make sense. Well, you know, it doesn't. But, you know, I really want to take this time and, you know, for peace of mind and to truly focus on other projects. I don't want any other process or project to suffer with creativity because I'm working on too much. So that's when I decided to end season one, and I will be back 2021, definitely in January, I hope, and I could start a whole new season. So it's, you know, kind of something I decided. And I feel like everyone, there's so much going on in this world. And when I first started this podcast 2 years ago, I can't believe it, my whole idea was I'm going to just do episodes. It's not going to be like season one, season two. But what I thought with this whole pandemic and the world and just everything going on, I'm like, I feel like it's a new chapter. Like, the next year, it's going to be like a new beginning. So, or a rebirth for a lot of people. So that's when I decided, you know what, I'm going to start a new season. And I think that's going to be really cool. So, and also, like I said, I have a lot of projects that I wanted to kind of tackle and see what happens with. So that's mostly why. It's nothing other than that. And, you know, just to focus on myself. And I feel like everyone needs peace of mind at one point. Okay, so let's go right into topics. We have a lot of juicy stuff to talk about today. First, we have Vanessa Bryant, who is Kobe Bryant's wife, who, you know, sadly passed away this past year. She kicked her mom out of the house. So a lot of people are bashing her about this, but... you know, I feel like none of us truly know exactly what's going on. And, you know, I feel like when money comes to play, and I say this all the time, weddings and funerals always, like, bring out the worst in everybody. It's just, it's something that happens. I don't know what it is. And it's so true. But I feel like by him dying, I feel like it really opens her eyes to see who's truly in her corner, which is something that everyone goes through sometime in their life. Not, you know, at the same time, but it happens. And I really feel like this was her, you know, eye-opener, and that she truly woke up. So with that, and, you know, a lot of people are judging her about this, but I see it. Like, I understand it. I mean, listen, I don't have, you know, I'm not rolling in dough or anything like that, but I understand how she feels. First of all, she took away her car, told her to move out of the house, and, oh my god, wait, I have the screen, I did, like, a screenshot of what she said, I think. Maybe not. Uh-oh. Anyway, she said something about, this was, Vanessa. She said, it's sad to see what my mom truly, wants in her life. And I think it's money. That's what I think. I think she wants that money. And it's kind of that thing where it's like, really? Like, all of this for what? For what? Like, I know money is very important to everybody, but you're gonna... It's so complicated. It's so complicated. But I'm thinking of Vanessa right now. her life has turned upside down, and now, you know, to lose, it's almost like she's going to lose a mom from this, because the mom went on, you know, Spanish television bashing her, you know, saying like, she took my car, she took this. And it's like, okay, but what were your intentions? What did you want? Like, what was the purpose? Like, what happened? So there's two sides to every story. And I definitely don't think we're going to get both sides, because it's very hurtful and it's sad. So we'll see what happens, but I don't know. Okay, next we have Teddy Mellencamp leaves Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm so happy. She went on Instagram. Well, first of all, Bravo posted it saying, like, after three seasons, Teddy is leaving the show, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, Teddy made her own little Instagram thing, and she, you know, this is what she said.
Hey guys, just here, hanging with Baby Dove. Say what's up. I don't want to bore you, but I figured I could give you a little update on what's going on. I recently found out that my contract as a housewife is not being renewed. Of course, I could give you the standard response of, oh, we both came to the decision that it would be best. Nah, I'm not going to do that. That's not who I am. Of course, when I got the news, I was sad. It feels like a breakup almost, because you develop such strong relationships with the cast, with the crew, and you get to do incredible things that you probably never get to experience without, you know, the show. That being said, I'm really looking forward to the future and being able to focus on my family, my friends, all in. I really feel like I have some exciting things ahead. And you know what? I'm pretty busy with this little nug. So thanks for coming along on this journey with me. And I'll see you soon.
So she is butthurt about this, but she's trying to act like she's fine. Well, no, she kind of says she's not okay about it, but I can't stand her. I'm happy this happened to her, because she bashed Denise so much this season over nothing. All of these women did Denise dirty, and it's disgusting to me. I wanted to punch them all out. I mean, it's gross. Like, if someone was attacking me like that, first of all, you are talking to a married woman. Denise is married with children. And you are accusing her of getting with this fucking hideous bitch? You guys are all disgusting. Even if it did happen, you don't bring that up on TV like that. You bring her to the side. But no, these bitches love drama, and they only love it when it's not them. And that's me too. But you know what? Shit like that, you don't pull. And I don't like that. They needed a storyline this year so bad, because these bitches don't have anything they want to talk about in their life, so they throw other people under the bus. They've done it with Lisa Vanderpump. Now they're doing it with Denise. Who is it going to be next year? Garcelle. That's who I think. They're going to bash Garcelle. Something's going to happen with Garcelle, and they're going to try to ruin her, because they only ruin fan favorites. And Denise was a fan favorite. Everyone loved her, and now they're doing it to... and then they did to Lisa, and I feel like now they're going to do it to Garcelle. That's my thing. Or Sutton, because we all love her too. But it's just so crazy to me, because so many other housewives, like, we've lost so many other housewives this season. Who did we lose? We lost, oh my God, who else? Tamra. We lost Dorinda from New York. We lost Tinsley from New York. Nene from Atlanta. Denise, and we lost Leanne from Dallas. I mean, we've lost so many housewives this year. It's crazy, but sometimes it's for the best. Shows need a shakeup. The only show I think is great right now truly is New Jersey. Well, actually, no. I want Margaret off. I want Jackie off. I can't stand them. And I need, like, two... I always say this. I need two new housewives. I definitely need a black housewife, because New Jersey is so diverse. Like, they always say Italians. Like, okay, yeah, like, I guess. But we live in such a diverse state that, like, I don't know why there isn't a black housewife in New Jersey. So we need that. And then New York, I want Tiffany New York to be on the show, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not. So we'll see. But definitely a show is good for these types of shows. You need that little mix up. You can't have the same women on for all these seasons and they're talking about the same thing. Like, I can't take it. So, you know, sad to see them go, but also it's kind of like, let's bring in new blood. Except for Teddy. I'm so happy she's gone. Goodbye. At first when she came on, I was happy. Now, goodbye. You're cut. All right, next we have Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid. They welcomed their baby girl. Oh my God, like the little hand. Oh my God. Zayn posted that little hand. So I'm so happy for them. God bless them. I don't think they have a name yet. They didn't announce it, at least. But, yeah. I mean, amazing. All these babies. I'm like, suddenly I want a child. So, next we have Ellen. Ugh, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I can't stand her now. I can't stand her. Even, like, seeing her, I'm like, leave. Like, just go. Like, go somewhere. Go to your jail prison cell that you say is in Malibu. Like go, please. I can't stand her. But anyway, she talked about the allegations on her season 18 premiere. Here's a little snippet.
Oh boy, welcome to season 18 of the Ellen DeGeneres Show. If you're watching because you love me, thank you. If you're watching because you don't love me, welcome. Everybody's summer good? Yeah? Mine was great. Super terrific. I'm so happy to be back in the studio. There are a lot of things I want to talk about. I've been looking forward to addressing it all directly, and unfortunately, talking directly to people has been illegal for 6 months, so I have a virtual audience here instead. Here you all are. You look beautiful, and I'm sure you smell great. That's what I'm imagining anyway. All right.
So, yeah, very cringeworthy, very, very weird, and I don't really know how to talk about it. It's just like a weird, weird situation. She lost all respect. I mean, I used to love Ellen so much, and, you know, after all the allegations came out with this and, you know, the whole thing about how she treats people, it's ridiculous. I mean, treat people with fucking kindness, like you say on your show. I can't get into it, because last time I got into it, I was going, people are like, you were very aggressive, and I'm like, yeah, because I can't stand her now. She's ridiculous, but whatever. Honestly, this should be her last season, but it's probably not, but whatever. Next, we have Lizzo. Lizzo is on the cover of Vogue wearing all Valentino. So watching her, I don't know if you've seen the photos. If you haven't, go look them up. Seeing her on the cover of a magazine like this is just so, so amazing. You know, especially for thick people. And you know, growing up, you just see skinny people and, you know, I always just saw guys with abs and I never had that. And I never, like, I could never think of myself having it. So when I see people like Lizzo coming on the scene and accepting herself as, you know, the way she looks and she's beautiful, and it just brings me such joy, and especially for, you know, kids that are growing up and feeling that way, to look at Lizzo going on stage, on the cover of these magazines, it's just like, it's so, so cool. And I get like emotional from it because, you know, it's like growing up, like as a growing up chubby, like it's hard because you don't see anyone like you and you always feel like everyone's looking at you. So to see it be normalized. Now, I'm not saying like being overweight could be always good, like you could have issues, but as long as you're healthy, and it is possible that you can be overweight and healthy, it's true. So it's beautiful to see her on magazines like this and like on TV, and like watching her perform, I'm always like freaking out, because it's like that kid in me that was always like, I wish I was skinny. I wish I just looked like every other guy that I saw. And even like growing up, like in high, like I wish I had the abs. I wish I didn't have freaking man titties. But, you know, now grown, I guess, I take every part and every point I'm at in my life, and I never take it for granted. I'm always happy, and I tell myself this all the time, be happy in the place you are in now, because anything could happen. So why not just be happy in the place that you're in? Doesn't mean just stop and don't do, you know, don't achieve the goal that you wanted weight-wise or, you know, mentally or anything like that, but it should be stepping stones. So, I mean, I love Lizzo so much, so. Okay, so the messy finale is coming to a close. I want to thank everyone so much for tuning in this entire season. All of your support, all of the kind words, and all of the help from people. It has been amazing, and I am so excited for the new season. 2021 is going to be our year, and of course, I end every podcast with the quote of the week, and, you know, this one is kind of, like, very into what is happening now. So, the quote of the week is, rest now, tomorrow be strong. And I loved it. I was looking through quotes and I saw that and I was like, wow, this really hits to everybody. And especially during this time now, you know, people get so wrapped up in so many things, and it's kind of like, rest, take time for yourself, but get up and be strong and continue to do what you got to do. So, and that's it. I will be back soon. 2021 is going to be everyone's year. I love how we set in 2020, but here we are. So thank you so much again, everyone, and I will see you soon. Bye.